This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hello, Nicholas.
Hello.
What are you doing?
What's happening?
Man, this Discord sounds so good.
It's crystal clear.
It is. It's amazing. It's like magic.
All the bass in our voice sounds perfect.
All your bass are belong to us. Episode title.
Ooh, the bell.
Yes, the bell's back, baby. Not Aaron Bell. Just the bell.
I just need to figure out how to mute on this damn thing.
Just click the little mic button.
There it is. I found it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Oh, man. Went to go see a college football game yesterday. That was tons of fun.
Did you?
Yes.
Which game?
My brother-in-law, he's like off the boat from Ireland.
Oh, no kidding.
So, of course, for new listeners, we are in the south suburbs of Chicago. So if you are Irish or like anything Irish, you have to be a Notre Dame fan in this region. So he loves him some Notre Dame. Well, he has been going pretty much every year since he's been here. And he started to ask his wife to go. And Notre Dame tickets are like crazy expensive. Mm. So she goes, hey, this year, why don't we go somewhere else? Just, you know, to try other places. And he's like, sure. And she goes, I'm sure anywhere we pick, it will be a heck of a lot cheaper than Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
So he looked into Northwestern tickets. And he went onto their website and started to look at like all of the home games. And he's, you know, searching around, looking for the best tickets. Then he goes to check out. And he's like, dang, these tickets are just as expensive as, like, Notre Dame.
Huh.
Like, these are crazy price. But, he didn't bat an eye. He was just like, well, I want to take my wife to a game. So, you know, check out.
Mm-hmm.
Did the shopping cart, checked out. Gets an email. And what he did was every time he went to look at a game, they must have it set up that, you know, you look at tickets and don't worry about it. We'll put them right in your shopping cart. And he looked at every home game. So now he's the proud owner of two season tickets to every home game. And he was just like, you know, of course I'm making fun of him. I thought it was hilarious. But he's like, the scary thing is the entire seven home games are the same price as if he went to two Notre Dame games.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So the first game was against Nevada. Nevada Wolfpack.
Mm.
And it was... It was one of those games that, like, you don't really know any of the players. I know the Northwestern coach. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, a great time. It was one of those... I don't know. I enjoy the time that I spend with my brother-in-law, so that makes it like doubly fun.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've never really been to Evanston all that much, so going into a new town, they had as you well know, I enjoy me some food, and we were walking to our section, and you know you see the typical brats and burgers and hot dogs, funnel cakes, you know all that BS. Well, we our tickets are like basically in the corner of the end zone. Well, we go around and one of the places, like the section we walked into that's like outside of our section, like in the walkway that goes all the way around the stadium,
mm-hmm.
it was called something like Black Gate Eatery or something like that. So they had all these other shops and all of a sudden, like there's a barbecue stand with awesome sounding stuff. And right next to that was a stand that was called Vietnam Nam. And I was just like, hold on, Vietnamese food? Are you kidding me? So, of course, I went up there, and the first thing I saw, which I know you don't fancy on Facebook anymore, but I posted a picture on Facebook of the first thing I saw was a banh mi sandwich. So I was like, oh, heck yeah. Mm. Heck yeah. And the guy's like, yeah, everything's house made. The only thing we don't do is we don't make the buns, but everything else, you know, down to the sauces, we're making it.
Nice.
And I was just like, awesome. And this guy was real friendly. And of course, I'm uber excited that I'm actually freaking eating a banh mi instead of a garbage hot dog. So I was, sorry, no offense to the hot dog industry out there.
Sorry, 7-Eleven.
Ring that bell. Oscar Myers, you can always sponsor the Nerdy Legion podcast. Yeah. But anywho, the first question, he goes, chicken, pork, or tofu?
Mm.
And I just like stepped back and I was like, tofu, sir. I was like, hell yeah. I'm like, I'm eating a tofu banh mi at a freaking football game. It was excellent. And I'm telling you, it was like the best sandwich I've had probably a good 2 months. Like, it was so good. And then after the halftime show, we went down there. We were walking around. And, you know, I was eyeballing that barbecue place. I won't lie.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother-in-law, he wanted to get something else. So I think he went for, God, what the hell was it? It was like a 12-inch brat. You know, it's like only in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So he went there, and I was looking around, and I went back to Vietnam Nam. And I'm like, do you have the spicy peanut noodles? And for whatever reason, they're like, no, we can't serve nuts until the homecoming game.
What?
It's a city, like it's some weird city regulation. I have no idea.
Huh.
But I was like, oh. And then he goes, he's like, how about a banh mi? It's really good. And he didn't recognize me. So I was like, okay, I'll have a tofu banh mi. So I got another one with like a different sauce on it. He was just like, oh my God. I'm like, what am I doing?
That's
and
awesome.
He's like, we're here all. He's like, we'll be here for every home game. And when the guy brought it up to me, I'm like, is this a work of art? And he goes, oh yeah. He goes, haven't you been to our storefront? It's right by Whole Foods. And I'm like, this is only the third time I've ever been into Evanston, but I will find this Whole Foods you speak of.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's so good, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was pretty much it. And then when I got home from the football game, I actually worked like 3.5 hours, so.
What?
I guess that's a win-win. thank God it was a college football game and there was no beer allowed in the stadium, or I might not have been working.
Oh my God. That's awesome, dude.
How about you?
Not too much. I'm on vacation now, which is nice.
That is very nice.
Very nice. I don't have any stories, man. I've just been working, you know. I do have one. I have one story.
Yeah,
I shared this in our messenger chat the other day. But I was working late, and my wife sent me a message, and she's like, "What time are you gonna be home? Like, we're gonna make dinner or whatever, but we have this thing to do." And I was like, "I don't know. I'll probably be home at like 6:30 or 7." She's like, mm-hmm. "Okay." She's like, Dinner's going to be in the microwave. And I was like, oh my God, yes. Like, I'm going to get home. Dinner's going to be made. And then I thought about it for a second. I was like, wait a second. My wife said she made dinner and it's going to be ready in the microwave. I was like, I guarantee you she made spaghetti. Didn't think anything about it. So I get home. They're not here. I go in the microwave, open it up. Sure enough, spaghetti.
Mm.
However, Nick, this is what we need, a HelloFresh sponsorship, Nick.
Yeah, ring that bell.
Let me tell you, HelloFresh.com for all your food needs. It was spaghetti, but let me say this. It was like, it had meat sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It's like meat. It was ground beef, onions, like zucchini, some other crap on it. I think bell peppers, whatever. But I'm telling you, Nick, I opened this thing up, and I could tell it's spaghetti because I could see, like, some strands poking out of the, like, 30 pounds of beef that were sitting on top of this bowl. And it was glorious.
Mm.
It was glorious. So, pretty much what I had was a bowl of meat with some spaghetti on the side.
That it just happened to have 4 pieces of spaghetti noodles.
Yes. It was like 3 noodles and 3 tons of spaghetti on top.
Oh my god, you must have been so happy.
I was like, oh god.
Ah, that's the best.
I almost went and had seconds, but I figured out I'd leave him some. You know what I mean? I can't eat all the spaghetti.
I don't know if I could have left them some.
Mm. Well, you know, like I grew up making food. My dad makes a freaking awesome sauce.
Nelson?
Oh yeah.
When's Nelson gonna post that recipe?
Probably never.
Dang it!
But my dad, I don't think he cooks anymore. His wife's a pretty good cook, actually.
There's no way he doesn't remember that recipe.
I'm sure he does. But we grew up with like similar spaghetti sauces. You know what I mean? Like a shit ton of meat.
But wouldn't it stink if you like, Dad, I need that, you know, secret family recipe of the marinara. Come on. And he's like, sure, write this down. One can. That it's like one can of Prego tomato sauce, cut up an onion, and add half a ground beef.
I don't know about that, man, because his dad was like fresh off the Sicilian boat. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. But it'd be hilarious if it was that. Like, really? That was it for, like, my entire childhood?
No, I gotta say, my parents are pretty good, man. We didn't have, like, canned stuff till, I don't know, it was probably, like, 10 or 11.
Dang!
Yeah, like, they would even go to, like, the fishmonger to get fish, like, fresh fish, you know what I mean?
Oh my god, they're the best. I'll share this with you. My parents are not that way. My dad only cooked Sunday after church. He would make eggs and toast and like a breakfast thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no omelets. It was scrambled eggs. That's what you got. Boop, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom would... Thank God she doesn't listen to the podcast. My mom, and I've even brought it up to her as like an adult, she would cook, and she learned this from her mother, even though my grandmother was a fantastic cook. She grew up under the guise of like, pork and chicken can kill you if you don't cook it long enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, my mother, like, honest to God, pork, other than bacon, I never had a decent... of anything pork because I refuse to ever spend money on it when I go out to restaurants because my mom and my wife can even vouch for this. I wish she was up. I would have her holler into the microphone just so you knew I wasn't lying.
Mm-hmm.
Her pork chop, which, you know, we were very like low middle class, you know, suburban family.
Sure.
Like, we did not have a lot of money. So my mom, like hamburger helper, absolutely. Like that out of a box? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like she was all about box and when the microwave came. Microwave? Absolutely. But like her pork chop, because, you know, pork could kill you.
Mm-hmm.
We get it and slather on as much ketchup or applesauce or any sauce that was there because you could literally take your fork when you have like the pork chop cut. And take your fork and actually scrape it off like almost like wood shavings.
Mm.
Like it would just flake off.
Yes.
It was so dry.
Yes.
So until I met my wife and her mom made pork chops and I was just like, oh God. And then all of a sudden I had it. I'm like, oh my God, this is so juicy. And pork is pink on the inside. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
Like nom, 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 nom.
See, I didn't have pork till I was like in my 20s, dude.
Dang.
Yeah. See, so really? Yeah. So my dad was a city kid. My mom grew up in the country, but she moved to the city like I don't know, late teens, mm-hmm. Or like maybe mid teens, because I think she was like 16 or 17 when my parents got married. But her family had a farm. Her grandparents had a farm.
Oh.
And so every Sunday we would actually, like growing up, we would go to the farm and they would have a barbecue and like the entire extended family was there. So like they would slaughter a cow, and like we'd have a barbecue for like 50 people. You know what I mean?
Dang.
So so I grew up eating like the whole cow. Like there was cow tongue, there was tripe, liver. You know, everything.
Of course,
everything.
Oh,
it was delicious.
So your family, they were raised with beef. Like there were no pigs on the farm.
There were no pigs on the farm. It was cows.
Chickens on the farm?
I don't remember seeing chickens.
Okay.
All I remember was cows.
Gotcha.
And we didn't really eat a whole lot of chicken because chicken was more expensive than beef.
Oh yeah.
So usually we just had beef.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was like that growing up, like most of the way through until. Like, after my grandfather died, the whole side of family was kind of, I don't know, they separated quite a bit. And then it was pretty much just like us, you know, like my parents and me and my brothers. And, yeah, then it was like Sundays, instead of going to the barbecue, we'd go to, like, Wendy's or Burger King. Like, that became our Sunday thing. But whatever. It's good times. Good times.
You know what I miss? What? Now that we're talking about this, because I've actually looked at it. Well, my wife is a big like health food nut, which encourages me to eat more healthy, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But dude, there are times, especially now, like I love experimenting with food. Like no food scares me. Like happy to try anything. I was when we moved to Oklahoma, we went to a party, and of course we're like. Dumb northerners going to the southern party and they were serving Rocky Mountain oysters, and I was 10 years old maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like deep fried, and I mean I'm sure you know what a Rocky Mountain oyster
is. Oh yes.
And of course at 10 years old I didn't know what it was. And I ate it, and don't get me wrong, it's deep fried. Like what isn't good deep fried?
Sure.
And I ate it, and then they told us, and they had a laugh, because of course my brother and I have reaction, but my brother is a lot more conservative when it comes to his food.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, like, it didn't take me more than like 2 or 3 minutes to go back and have second and thirds.
Because
It was like, damn, that's actually pretty good. So, like, my grandmother putting, like, oysters and stuffing for Thanksgiving, like, I would just be like, okay, I'll try that. Okay, I'll try that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from a young age, as long as it tasted good, it was like, oh. But roundabout way. Now, like, the modern era that we're in right now is a hell of a lot better than when we were children.
Oh, yeah.
And I go down the grocery aisle. And this is going back to why I can't have this. And my wife would never be like, that's cool. Yeah, get that. But I go down the grocery aisle and I see all of the new flavors for like Hamburger Helper and Chicken Helper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute. There's, you know, a Vietnamese one. There's a Thai flavor. What? Like, I sort of want to try those.
No, I get what you mean. See, I've always had this thing, though. So, like, growing up, eating a lot of, like, homemade meals, you know, a lot of DIY stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As I got older, like, once I got into, like, my teens, that kind of started going away. And we started doing more fast food or, like, actual restaurants.
Sure.
And I don't even know why that was. Because it almost feels like, it feels like my parents worked more when I was a kid and we had home-cooked meals. Than when I got older.
Wow.
Because, like, I remember, like, being, like, growing up, and both my parents had two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you know, I was, like, I want to say maybe, like, 8 when I started staying home by myself. Because mm-hmm. There was nobody home. You know what I mean? So, sure. Like, I'd get home, I'd leave school, and I'd walk home, and I'd be by myself. And there'd be, like, somebody there. Like, there'd be overlap, you know, at some point. But it was almost like, dinner time, maybe a lot of times, is when both parents were there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So maybe that's why. Because even on weekends, it wasn't always like that, except Sundays. Because my parents always made room to go to church and this and that.
Yeah.
And of course, the barbecues. You know what I mean? But it feels like when we got older, I don't know if like maybe it was career changes, because I'll be honest, I can't remember what my parents did when I was growing up.
Of course, who does?
Because they were, yeah, well, you know, like some people's parents are doing the same thing for like 50 years, right? Like my parents were never like that. My dad dropped out in like 8th grade. My mom, I don't know if she finished high school. She might have, but then she went to beauty school after that. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, there wasn't ever a lot of money. Like my parents weren't well educated. But you know, they made up for it in work ethic. And of course, like the home stuff was great. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But maybe it's because of that. As I got older, like once I moved out of the house, like it was fine to eat like ramen noodles and like beer every day, right? For like a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, you know, I don't want to do that. So I'd make my own yogurt or like make kimchi or, you know, whatever.
Nice.
And I always like to have home cooked meals. You know? And yeah, like we're doing HelloFresh, so that's like kind of cheating.
But
it's not really, because it's still a home cooked meal. You know what I mean?
And I mean, I hate to say it, the best thing about those type of delivery services, like when would you ever be able to figure out how to make dumplings or how to make, you know, they introduce you to like, you're going to make this, mm-hmm. you know, pretty much whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it really lets you peek behind the curtain of like, shoot, I can make that. I didn't know Salisbury steak was made that way, or, you know, chicken piccata. I've had it at restaurants. I never knew what went into it.
I guess, but like I've never had a problem with that. Like I'd go and Google. I mean, not Google anymore. I would DuckDuckGo it now. But like back in the day, I would Google it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Google. I think Google just celebrated its 19th birthday. By the way, happy birthday, Google.
Oh, happy birthday, Google.
I don't use you anymore. So go fuck yourself. But happy birthday, Google.
See, mine was sort of the opposite of you. My mom stayed at home. My dad worked. And that's why we were like, you know, lower middle class.
Sure.
But my mom stayed at home until my brother and I were, my brother's 1 year younger, or 1 year behind me in school.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as both of us hit high school, my mom and dad sat us down and they both were like, your mom is thinking about going back to work. Now, if you guys, you know, are opposed to that, you know, let us know. But, you know, you're going to have to become, you know, latchkey kids, mm-hmm, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And we both were like, yeah, no, that's great. No, yeah. And it went from having a meal every day to, like, slowly but surely, like, oh, let's get pre-made stuff. Oh, let's get stuff for crock pots that'll last multiple meals.
Mm-hmm.
And we also introduced, like, a lot of fast food into it because my mom just didn't have the time. She wasn't home all day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very strange.
It's interesting. I'll tell you, though, if I could, I'd just have my Echo just order me everything. You know what I mean?
Oh, God, I wish.
Let me tell you, I think my wife wants to get a show. We got another Echo.
Good.
Yeah.
How many is that now?
3. We've got one in our bedroom. We've got one in the family room and one in the kitchen.
We have 3 as well.
But now that we have one in the master bedroom, the girls want one for their bedrooms.
Yeah, did you hook up your music, your Amazon Music, to go through all 3 now?
Of course. It's what, yeah, like $3.99 or something? $4.99? No, it's more than that. What's the old room one? Like $7.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's still nothing. I don't use it that much, though. What I wish is that they had like a better podcasting thing. Because all the podcasts go through TuneIn, and mm-hmm. I don't use TuneIn, you know? Like, I'm sure a lot of people do,
but I don't
use it, and it's like, it doesn't find everything all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be like, Amazon machine, get me such and such podcast, and they'd be like, okay, let me get you KTFU in, you know, Mississippi. I'm like, no, what the fuck? Like, that's not what I asked for.
Hey, I have to bring this up to Mike and Daryl, speaking of podcasts. Mm. I don't know what either of them have changed regarding iTunes,
because mm-hmm.
that's what I use on my phone.
Yeah.
and that's what I bring into my car to plug in. But the since Geek Brunch Retrocast, I haven't been able to get anything from Daryl Taylor Podcast Network. I haven't been like it downloads, but when I hit play, it looks like it starts up and then it just stops.
Interesting.
And Mike, I brought it up to him, and he said, you know, oh, delete the Retrocast and then
resubscribe. Yep.
And I'm like, okay. And I haven't done that yet, and I'm going to. But it's just one of those, then all of a sudden I went to Gotham by Geeks, same thing happened. I went to another one of the Taylor Podcast Network, same thing happened. So it's like they are either, there's either something going on with the way they have changed uploading or the way iTunes is bringing it in. I'm not sure.
So, yeah, you should definitely contact them. Hopefully before they listen to this podcast.
No, absolutely. I just noticed it today, so.
With that said, I don't know what Mike uses, but I do know that Daryl hosts all of his network's podcasts on the same host that we use for Nerdy Legion.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds to me like it's probably not something on his end. It's got to be something on iTunes end.
It could be, absolutely. But I also don't want to delete and resubscribe.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden he's like, oh no, I just tried to encode it this way and it's a brand new process for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I knew that there was an issue with our hosting, I want to say Wednesday or Thursday. So
that timeline matches up.
And it might
when I started to have problems.
It might be my fault.
Oh no.
So let me tell you a story.
Uh-oh.
So as you know, the Nerd Legion website I did from scratch.
Okay?
Because uh-huh. I don't like WordPress. I hate WordPress.
Uh-huh.
WordPress, if you want to sponsor us, that's a no. I just don't like WordPress. It's bloated.
We have standards.
Look, it's bloated, it's slow. Like I just don't like it. A lot of people use it, and that's fine. Like it's if you don't know anything about setting up a website, it's super easy. Okay?
It's the iTunes of websites.
There you go. Yeah. From what I hear on ads, it runs 28% of the interwebs. I don't know if that's true. We'll just say it is. It could be fake news. But it might be true.
I bet you it's just like GoDaddy. Like if you're first in the market, how many people have changed over services?
Very
or do you
possible.
Just keep auto renewing.
Yeah, you know? Very possible.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I do know that there's big websites that run WordPress. Like I don't know if CNN still does, but like New York Times was for a while. Like big websites. You know what I mean? Like big news websites.
Oh, I know.
Because it's easy to manage.
Yep.
Anyways, we don't use WordPress. WordPress, don't contact us with a sponsorship. We're not going to take it.
No.
So I sent them a message because I have an SSL certificate on the Nerdy Legion website. Okay. Now, of course, it's not that big a deal to have like secure login on the Nerdy Legion website, right? Like I have it pretty locked down. Like you can't sign in unless like you're allowed to enter to sign up for an account. And of course, now that all our podcasters have signed up, nobody can sign in. Okay, just like only us can sign in there. But the thing is, like having an SSL certificate, like gives people, weird people like me that care about security, like a little extra, like, okay, like this is a cool place to be, right? It's safe. And then like search engines give it a few extra points in their scraping algorithms, right? In particular, Google. Google likes HTTPS websites.
Yes.
So I got one. The problem with that is, I have obviously we want people to play the episodes on the website, right? So there's audio players on the episode pages, and those files are not HTTPS, okay? Because our host, which right now is Hipcast, they don't have an SSL certificate. They don't believe in security.
They don't want any of the securities.
They don't want the securities.
Get out of here, securities.
So I ended up changing some things, because I had the audio player everywhere. Like, I didn't care where you listen to it. Like, anywhere on the site, you could just play and go. Yeah. Because of that, it told me that my site was not secure because it had unsecure content on the webpage.
Ooh.
So I had to remove the auto player from the main page.
And all the pornography.
And all the pornography.
Which you stink.
Okay, but there's no more grab ass images on the website.
Oh, I know. Okay. Where do I go for the pornography now?
They're all password protected.
Dang it.
You can go to gr@b$
Oh, I wait. Lowercase. Ow! I did. Darn it!
I'll send you the link after. So, so I sent them an email. I said, look.
This is just ASCII porn.
Hey, you didn't see what kind of porn.
Ah, Freddy. Got me again.
Listen, after having Mike on last week, we need to go retro, okay? So it had to be ASCII porn. Okay? AOL doesn't support HD 1080p pornography. You know what I mean? No UHD 4K pornography here.
The ASCII porn is animated.
The ASCII porn is animated, but you know what? That file is only like 13K, so it's okay.
Right. It's almost like a GIF file. It just sort almost. Of moves and then repeats. It's just on a loop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's okay because you can watch that pornography on the pipes, on the modems.
Yeah, the at signs never looked better.
Oh, I'm telling you. Except when they have tassels hanging off of them.
That's true.
Mm. Anyway, so I sent them an email. I said, listen here, mother effers. You need to get an SSL certificate because my website shows that it's insecure because of your GD freaking files.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that, I sent it.
Mm-hmm.
They never replied. However, 2 days later, they had an SSL certificate.
Oh.
And then, as a result,
your voice has been heard.
The files could not be accessed for like 8 hours.
Ooh. Ouch.
Yeah. But they're working now.
Okay. Well, that's all that matters, dude.
But they still haven't replied to me. They might be angry that I cussed them out.
Maybe, possibly.
But you know what? F that. I'm a paying customer. You know what I mean?
That's right, Nerdy Legion. This is a game show within a podcast.
Woo!
A new game show called This or That. Thank you for the theme song Black Sheep, which is a classic track. Martin Ferretti, welcome to the new game show.
Hey!
Within a podcast.
Thanks.
This or That is the new one. What we're going to be doing is I have a list of questions that I will be asking you. And it is pretty much a this or that. And then you can expand on your answers. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Question number one. If you could only eat one entree for the next 6 months, would it be pizza or sandwiches?
What is pizza?
So you're going to be eating breakfast pizza for 6 months.
Oh, my God. Hell yes.
Okay.
This sounds heavenly. Continue.
Very good, sir. Okay. Would you choose to have wings that aren't going to give you the ability to fly like penguins?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or would you like Roadrunner legs that don't grant you any speed boost?
Oh. Well, let me just say this. Penguins, they can't fly,
mm-hmm.
but they're very handsome.
Those are Mac wings.
They're very, very handsome. Roadrunners, their legs, not the most handsome. Some might call them chicken legs. So, Trebek, the answer is, what is penguin wings?
Okay, all right. Okay, which condiment would you pick, ketchup or mustard?
I need you to clarify this question. Is there a particular kind of ketchup or mustard?
No, but you can only have one or the other. You can't include other condiments. So whatever you're eating has to be in the ketchup brand or the mustard brand.
So you could have
a spicy ketchup. You could also have a German-style mustard. You could have a honey mustard, whatever.
So I can't pick like a Chick-fil-A sauce, which is a combination of ketchup and mustard.
No, but you could have a variety of ketchups or mustards. Well, but only that.
I only know of one ketchup, so I'm going to go with honey mustard.
No, so you're picking mustard, because you can have a family of mustard.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Like a spicy mustard, a German mustard.
There you go. There's only one member of the ketchup family, and that's ketchup.
There's a lot of ketchups. You might want to step up your ketchup game.
All right, do you remember green ketchup?
Yes.
Oh, God, that was the best. What happened to that?
I have no idea. And I remember the blue ketchup, too.
They had blue ketchup?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Heinz, bring it back!
Okay, question the next... Oh, sorry, I won't even get a number. The next question, after the Gentleman's Club, would you rather have stripper glitter all over you or be doused in the stripper perfume?
No, God! Well, let me just say this. I have never been to one of these so-called Gentleman's Clubs. These sound like sketchy places.
Yes.
Where people with no lives go to. And I would never enter such an establishment.
I can't lie!
Mm-hmm. Now that my wife has left the room, I will choose glitter!
What?
What?
Did you leave?
What?
Oh, you're phasing in and out.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Hello? 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 Bzz, bzz. Yes.
What would you choose?
Glitter.
Oh, okay, all right.
I mean, if I had to. If I ever were to enter one of these places.
Gotcha. I think that's a decent choice.
Mm.
But, oh my God, that stuff gets everywhere.
I mean, I wouldn't know.
Well, once your wife leaves, then answer that question.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, next question then. You must attend a concert once a month for a year. Who would it be? NSYNC or Paula Abdul?
Oh my God. Wait, I have to go every month for a year?
They are like your Grateful Dead. You are going on tour to see just them, their destination.
All right, who's the opening band? Is it always the same? Because those change.
It's always the same lineup.
Oh, my God. I mean, I've got to go with NSYNC, I guess.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah, this is your...
I mean, I've seen Paula Abdul in concert. She was not very good.
Okay.
I mean, it was entertaining, but she doesn't sing.
No. No, she doesn't. Mm. But she does her little dance step.
So she does do that. And she tells terrible stories.
Oh, I can't even imagine how long and rambly those
stories are. Oh, my God. She told a story about the first dancing gig she got. And it seemed totally made up.
Did she throw out Tony Basil? Because didn't she get her start with Tony Basil?
I don't even think she mentioned Tony. You know what? Maybe at the end. But okay. She told a story where she showed up, and there was like, it was like American Idol, you know what I mean? There were like 1,000 dancers. Okay? Mm-hmm. And she went, they didn't even call her. Like, they just told her to leave because she was too short or something. And so she was there with a group of friends. She went to the bathroom, changed her clothes, came back out, and got back in line. And this happened like 6 times.
Oh my God.
And finally at the end, like, all her friends are eliminated. She's the only one left. She gets eliminated again. She comes back one more time, and then they pick her.
Jeez.
Supposedly this happened.
That sounds like persistence.
Sounds like fake news to me. Anyways, continue.
Read all the novels of one author. Which one would you choose? Piers Anthony or Philip K. Dick?
Oh, man. I thought you were going to actually let me choose. Philip K. Dick.
No. This is this or that.
Wait.
I'm going to make the picks.
You said who or Philip K. Dick?
Piers Anthony.
No, Philip K. Dick.
Okay, here's another one. Same topic. Tolkien or Ray Bradbury?
Hmm. God, that's a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
Tolkien or Bradbury?
You can only read these novels. There is no taking breaks. That should color the answer a little, I would think.
I think I'm going to choose Bradbury because I read him first growing up.
Okay.
Although, this is going to sound super weird. Mm-hmm. I know you're not a Lord of the Ring fan.
Mm-mm.
I read it. Like, the books are fine. I don't think they were as great as everyone says. Like, Lord of the Ring fans. Sorry, you can send your hate mail to @WhosPaul on Twitter. Okay? but for some reason, I read The Silmarillion, and I thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Oh.
And looking back at it, I don't even know why. Because it's so dense. It's like a history book of, like, this world of Middle Earth.
Yeah, plenty of linguistics in it.
I do love that. Like, I'm a language junkie, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always wanted to learn how to speak, what are they called? What's the elf language called? Quenya? Something with a Q. I always wanted to learn it. And I would start and be like, what the F am I doing? I'm like, I don't have time to be learning a made-up language. Who am I going to talk to in Elfish? You know what I mean?
You should learn Klingon, and then you can go to Star Trek.
No, I would never do that, because that language sounds terrible. It's like, I took German for 5 years. I don't even know why. It sounds like you're cussing somebody out every 5 seconds. You know what I mean?
It's very guttural.
Like, at least Elvish sounds, like, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. This or that!
All right, this or that. Back to this or that. For a month, 24/7, this is your choice. You would be dancing while walking or any form of movement, or whenever you had to speak, it would come out as singing. What would you choose?
Oh, man.
And it only goes for a month. So
my singing voice is not very good, so we'll go with the walk dancing.
Okay.
Although, I have to say, if the... No, you know what? I'm definitely going with that, because I hate musical episodes. except for the Buffy ones. The Buffy ones were good. The
Buffy ones were really good.
If you've never seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer, kill yourself. Go watch it.
Don't say that.
It's so good, dude. That's like one of the greatest shows ever.
It absolutely is great. Okay, next question.
Mm.
Now, this one you might have to pull out the crayons and the paper. This will take something. Okay, what would you rather like to do? Ride a giant tortoise everywhere, or have a human-sized falcon fly you around for 3 miles, but after those 3 miles, you have to carry the giant-sized falcon on your back for a mile.
Oh, no. So, all right, so I can just ride this turtle wherever I want.
Yes, it's very slow.
But it never gets tired.
It never, ever gets tired.
And I can just ride it.
Yes.
I never have to put it on my back.
No. It's just there.
And this
slowly moving.
This is like a giant turtle, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God. That's like my dream come true.
Yes. It's almost like a smart car, but a smart car that goes about a quarter of a mile an hour.
Look, I got to say this, okay? Hmm. The riding on the bird or whatever, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's a big giant falcon. How can you not love that?
You gotta love that. Here's the problem.
It's like you're riding on a griffin or something.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a problem. First of all, you gotta carry him on your back. Like, I don't want to carry I don't want to carry a falcon on my back. B, not a giant freaking falcon that I'll be able to ride on. You know what I mean? F that. Second of all, The riding, the falcon, or the eagle, or whatever, that's been so overdone in fantasy and shit, you know?
But you have to realize, if I said, would you like to ride a falcon, wherever, or ride a tortoise, that's a choice that you can easily make. So I have to put a speed bump in there that you also have to let, you have to carry the bird 1 mile for every 3 miles you fly.
Yeah, but you know what? I think even if you didn't have a speed bump, I would still ride the turtle.
I like that.
Because riding the turtle, like, it's like my dream come true growing up, dude. You know, like, I used to love that. I still love dinosaurs. Like, I would love to just ride a fucking dinosaur everywhere. You know, like the Flintstones, uh-huh. You know? Like, F that little car powered by your footsteps. Hell no, that sucks. Just freaking take me somewhere in a dinosaur. I'll ride, what was his name? Was it Dino? Dino, whatever, yeah. Whatever his name was.
No, Dino.
Dino.
Yeah.
I would just ride Dino. F that car.
But Dino's the dog.
Whatever. Have you seen my dogs? I could ride my dogs.
That's true. You could.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with the turtle. I think that's fucking awesome, dude. I would love to ride the shit out of a turtle.
See, the reason I mean, it would be a no-brainer. I would go turtle every time. Because one, it's pretty pimp to ride a giant tortoise. And two, I'm not going to fall off that tortoise. Mm. And I'll be sitting back there reading up a storm and not worrying where the heck we're going.
I agree. That's also true, dude. You know what? We're always so concerned about doing shit. If you're riding the turtle, you don't need to worry about it. You're just enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, you get there when you get there.
Dude, you know how many comics you could read if you just ride a fucking turtle?
Oh, it'd be the best.
You know what? Maybe that should be your episode title. Just ride the fucking turtle.
Yeah. Amen,
wait,
bro.
No, I can't do that. Because then Apple Podcasts will ban us or something.
What?
Good. This or that. Continue.
All right. Now, this one was written in. Just to let you know, I asked one of our Nerdy Legion brethren. I gave him off of our group chat. I privately sent him that I'm doing this or that. Here's an example. He was all in, and I'm like, dude, I need so many questions. Help me out. Push comes to shove. Did not happen.
Mm.
I got no questions. You know who gave me this next question? My wife.
I like that. And get your wife involved.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to call that person out.
I mean...
But his name might have started with... an A and ended in Bell. But I'm not going to call
him. I was going to say, I bet his name is something like Baron L.
Maybe, possibly.
And I don't even know this story. And I just guessed, and I guessed correctly. And by correctly, I mean I don't know who we're talking about. So continue!
I have no clue whatsoever.
Sounds like a speak and spell.
I love me some black sheep. Okay. This is from the wife. Which Marvel character would you pick to switch places with a DC character and live in those different universes moving forward?
Wait, tell me that one again.
You're going to take a Marvel character and a DC character, and you're going to swap them, not their universes, just the person.
Mm.
And you're going to put them into the Marvel universe, and you're going to take that person and put them into the DC universe.
One single character.
Correct.
Oh, wow. That's hard, Nick. Let me tell you why that's hard.
Yeah, work me through this thought process.
So you know this. Some of the people listening will know this. The majority of people will not know this because most people didn't either read this or gave a shit about it. So, I don't know if you remember this little event back in the 90s called Amalgam Comics.
He's a hipster.
I know we've talked about it on this fine podcast, but we do have many listeners, so they may not have heard this. But back in the 90s, Nick, DC and Marvel had this fantastic idea.
Wait, hold on. Fantastic?
Okay. Totally Incredibles. They had the greatest idea ever. That instead of having a crossover, like, you know, instead of having the yearly crossover like Infinity Crisis or Identity Crisis or Age of Apocalypse or whatever the fuck they wanted to do, they would crossover with each other. There would be no DC books, no Marvel books. There would be Amalgam Comics.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you proficient in the English language, amalgam is a combination of two things. So that's what they did. And it was amazing! And by amazing, I mean not very good at all. But there were some interesting titles.
Can you at least put a disclaimer here? Because you are going into so much love territory. I don't want everyone that's listening to run out and like, I don't know how much all these Amalgam comics are. No. Spend 50 cents on them.
I mean, you can probably buy them all for 50 cents.
I just don't want anyone to be bamboozled by like, oh, somebody's selling them on eBay, all however many, for $300? Well, Martin says it's pretty awesome.
All right. Let's do a disclaimer.
Thank you.
There are things that I say are awesome that are quite literally the greatest thing ever.
I'll agree with that.
Okay. For example, I'll just throw this out because I read it today. Gaslight. Gotham by Gaslight is one of the greatest things ever.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't read it, go read it. Amalgam Comics, I say they're the greatest thing ever. It's not quite true. What I mean by that is, I personally get a great deal of enjoyment from reading them. However, they're just not very good. Okay? It's like me and zombie movies. I love zombie movies. Okay? I love anything with zombies in it. Okay? Matter of fact, I just finished watching a zombie movie that wasn't even about zombies. I don't know why it was in the zombie category, but it was. It's called The Refuge, and it was good. If you have Amazon Prime, go watch it. It's free. It was good. I enjoyed it. I really did.
A zombie movie without zombies. Interesting.
Zombie movie without zombies. Anyways.
But this goes... Does this go into the guilty pleasure?
So there we go.
To, like, you reading Golden Age Batman.
Exactly.
Like, or is it just one of those, like, I don't care if there's any faults on it. I could care less. I love reading Golden Age Batman for XYZ.
First of all.
Because trust me, I love Atlantis Attacks.
But
is that the best crossover I've ever read?
No.
Heck no. I love it because I really, really, truly miss the annual crossover from all the annuals for every title in the summer crossing over with one story. I love it. And I know it's terrible.
So that's the thing. So there's things...
But to put a cherry on my point, I don't want to rave about Atlantis Attacks and then have somebody go and be like, oh, I see that there's an Atlantis Attacks omnibus for $125.
Go buy it.
Nick said it was great, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my. I don't want to be that person.
No, I gotcha. But here's the thing. There's things...
There is an Amalgam omnibus, right?
I think there's... I want to say two.
Yeah, I mean, come on!
Yeah, I think there's two. I don't own them, so let me get this all out of the way. I don't own the omnibus.
Sure.
Or omnibuy. I don't even own all of the comics. Okay? I don't. I've read most of them. I don't own all of them. It's one of those things where, like, you read it, and it just, like, gives you, like, that little warmth. Like, you know, all right, I'll give you a perfect example. Usually, Nick, you know, I drink either wine or on the weekends I might partake in a bottle of gin. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love gin. I think gin is delicious, especially with tonic. Most people don't like gin. They feel like it tastes like pine needles. I get that. This weekend, I decided to switch it up because our friend Dennis and Jay from the Best of the Rest podcast, they're big whiskey fans. You know what I mean? They like the whiskey.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I don't normally drink whiskey. But I wanna join this conversation. Let me go get some whiskey.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get whiskey. I got bourbon because, you know, I live in the South, and we gotta keep it 100 down here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I got some Jim Beam bourbon, and that's what I've been drinking. Matter of fact, I finished the bottle of bourbon today. Bourbon and ginger, delicious.
Oh my!
With that said, I hate bourbon of any kind. I hate whiskey of any kind. Okay, but for some reason, with that added ginger, the ginger ale, I think it's delicious. A little bit of ice, a little bit of bourbon, a little bit of ginger. Yum, yum. And
you felt like a big refined boy.
I felt like a big boy, you know? Yeah. Got a couple hairs in my chest. It was awesome.
Yeah. So look at me. I have cufflinks on. I'm refined.
See, you get me, Nick. You know?
Yes.
I was drinking it with my pinky up. That's all that matters.
It's okay.
All right. So amalgam's the same way. You know? Like, if you just go and get some amalgam comics, you drink them, it's going to taste like gasoline. But you know, listen to this podcast. Think about Martin when you read those comics. Martin's like the ginger ale to the amalgam whiskey. You know what I mean?
I would say amalgam is more like maybe moonshine.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
That bad, huh?
I wouldn't say it's bad. It's fun. You dip your toe in it every once in a while, but you don't want to drink it all the time.
Nick, the first time I had moonshine, I was 24 years old. Wait, is that right? I was 22 years old. The first time I had moonshine, I was 22 years old.
Did you black out for 2 months? Because then, yes, you were 24 when you drank moonshine.
No.
It's dangerous.
But close.
For a young lad.
So at the... At 22, well, right before I turned 22, I left New York and I moved down south. Mm-hmm. And I met some very awesome folks that became some of my greatest friends when I moved down south. And it was quite a culture shock. But one of these people I randomly met at a party that my then girlfriend took me to. She was friends with this person. And he came up to me and he says, "Hey, Yankee." And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Y'all ever have any moonshine?" I can't do a southern accent. Okay, look, I've been down here. I've been down here like 15 years. I just
who
can't
is
do
that?
It.
Who just walked into the podcast? Who? I didn't know we were character.
Oh, there's always role-playing on this podcast.
Oh, my God. Who was that, anyway? What's his name? Bring him back in.
He doesn't listen. His name is Steve.
Okay. Well, that's not quite the Southern Bell name that I wanted to hear, but okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was looking for Cletus or Gus. Or
no,
something.
No, just Steve. Steve H.
Okay.
And, so I said, "What the fuck's a moonshine?" And my girlfriend at the time looked at me and she laughed. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she knew what it was. She didn't grow up here. She grew up in where's she from? She was from Massachusetts somewhere.
Okay.
But she moved to the South young, like 11 or 12. Anyway, so she laughed a little bit and she told me what it was, and I said, "Whoa!" I said, "Corn what?" And so this very nice young gentleman who ended up becoming a great friend of mine said, my uncle he makes these in a silo." Apparently his uncle had a farm and he had a corn silo, okay, where they stored corn. And apparently, you know, like in the summer it gets so hot, like there's condensation in the walls of the silo with mixes with the corn, and I don't know, like, the whole thing. Like, this wasn't like some like bootleg ass moonshine that they make in the woods, you know, like that's a thing,
man. That is a thing.
This is like legit moonshine, but like made by mistake, you know, like it's almost like this guy wasn't smart enough to make the moonshine. Like, he just woke up one day and there's like just puddles of moonshine all over his fucking corn silo. That's pretty much what happened. He's like, go ahead.
Of course, when I find like puddles in, you know, any of my outhouses or detached garages. I always like scoop that stuff right up and take a little drinky poo, see what that's like. That's what I do.
Well, I will say this.
What would Steve say?
Look, there's a phrase in the South, okay? And anyone listening from the South, you should know by now, I'm not making fun of you, because I love the South. It's one of my favorite...
I love the South, too. Are you kidding me?
It's one of my favorite places ever in the world, okay? And I've been to several countries, so I'm not, like, just bullshitting. Like, I love the South. It's fucking awesome. But there's a thing in the South, and I'm sure this might be used elsewhere, but I never heard it growing up until I moved to the South. There's a thing in the South called redneck engineering, okay? Pretty much what that boils down to a lot of the time is you just put duct tape on shit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Usually that's what it means.
My grandfather loved that.
Yes. In the North, we had a term for it growing up that I don't want to use because it involves the N-word.
Oh, no.
So, but and so that should tell you something. In the South, it's called redneck engineering. When I grew up in New York, it was called N-word rigging.
Oh, golly. I don't like that.
So, we're going to continue using the redneck engineering, because I think that's a fucking awesome term, regardless. Plus, it's not racist, even though it's Southern. Because, you know what? Not everyone in the South is fucking racist.
No.
So, apparently, so his I don't know, I can't remember if it was his uncle or his cousin or something. Like everybody's related down here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in his family is the one that made this moonshine. And he had this corn silo. And so after they harvested the corn, it would go into this silo for storage so it wouldn't go bad during the winter. And if somehow or other, through the magic of nature, there would be like moisture in the silo that would mix with the grain and the corn. Somehow or other, this vapor would condense into the walls of the silo. When this, whoever this fucking person was that was putting this corn in the silo, noticed that there was like shit dripping on the walls, and I'm assuming he tasted it and said, "Holy shit, it's moonshine." He built these little like shelves, I guess maybe, all around the silo, like close towards the ground, and it would just be like slanted shelves that would meet at a place. You know, like those pinball machines, how they have like those two little slanted shelves, and then like you can't get it in the middle because if the ball goes there, you fucking lose. Well, guess what? Like he built like those kind of shelves with a little aperture in between them, and if the shit that was condensing from the walls came down and met that hole that in pinball you hate, in real life you fucking love it because that's where your moonshine goes. And he had just pitchers in underneath these holes. Okay. So this man, talk about redneck engineering, was a fucking genius. He figured out whatever shit was dripping on his walls was moonshine, and he would collect them in jars at the bottom of the corn silo. And then he would sell, like, the gallon jugs of moonshine for, like, $10 or $15.
Smart.
Which now, moonshine is legal in South Carolina.
Yep.
Okay, you can legally purchase it. You can go to a liquor store and get it, except you can go and buy a mason jar, which is, 12 ounces, I think, 14 ounces, and that costs you $20.
Yeah, it's not real moonshine.
It's also watered down. You can still find legit old-school moonshiners that will still sell you a gallon of corn liquor, as they call it down here.
Yeah.
For, 10, 15 bucks a gallon. And if you're smart, 10 or 15 bucks worth of moonshine from one of these people will probably last you a whole year.
Or you drink a lot of it and you possibly could go blind. Who knows?
Or you can run your farm equipment on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty much gasoline. Anyway, I don't even know how we got here.
I don't know, but I like it.
I don't know.
Next question. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the tangents. These questions are only to bring tangents. But you, to be honest with you, you never answered the question.
Oh, what was the question?
Which Marvel character would you take out of the Marvel universe, and which DC character would you take out of the DC universe and swap them?
Oh, so that should probably answer the question of why does Martin love Amalgam so much, is I probably drank too much moonshine before I read it. And if you want to enjoy it, you probably should too. With that said, what character would I swap? Oh god, that's so hard, because a lot of the good ones are just like copies of each other. You know what I mean?
For sure.
I'm trying to think of a Marvel character that I really like that I would bring over. And I'm not having much luck. I mean, like, there's Moon Knight, but Moon Knight's always kind of been like a ripoff of Batman a little bit.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not a good one. What would be a good DC character I would take over? Well, you know what? I would probably I would bring Miss Marvel over.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'd bring Miss Marvel over to DC. I like that. That was one of the few Marvel books that I was reading for a while. The Kamala Khan Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
And then I would love the Jane Foster Thor back. We have a new Thor now, so. But I do love the Jane Foster Thor. And actually, that's weird, because Thor was originally a DC character. Because, yeah, it's one of those things where, I mean, like, you can't trademark Thor. That's a fucking, you know, like, that's a Viking god.
Right.
Well, I'm sure Marvel's got a trademark on him now.
So if you took those two and brought them to DC, which DC characters would you swap out for?
Mr. Mixleplick.
Okay, which universe would he go into?
He can go into the universe I never want to read again.
So is Marvel?
Earth 616.
Oh.
Ha! I got him. If you're a Marvel fan, you know what I'm talking about. And I just dissed your whole universe. I'm just kidding. I love Marvel.
Would you put him into the Jane Foster pocket? Or Kamala Khan?
Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, that'd be pretty interesting in the Kamala Khan pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Then you know what? I might actually enjoy that. That's so weird. Because I hate that character. Yeah, I'd do that. And who would I put in place of Jane Foster? Ooh, that's hard. That's really hard. Killer Frost?
Like, ooh.
Killer Frost and Justice League of America, I just don't like it. You know what? I just don't like that book.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're built, and I would be doing sort of the same thing. I think I would be swapping out characters and putting them in different books, because one, I'm not reading X book because I don't like those characters and I want to make that book better.
Mm-hmm.
At some point it becomes a little self-serving.
Yeah. No, I gotcha. Yeah, get rid of Killer Frost, or bring the old Killer Frost back. But get rid of Killer Frost. Send the whole JLA over to Marvel, except the Ray. I like the Ray. So keep the Ray over in okay. DC. But make him like awesome Golden Age Ray. And that's one of my next things, by the way.
Ooh.
Reading old school Ray stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
But I'm not there yet. I've got to. Look, that's one of my things on vacation. I'm going to catch up on all the shit, because I'm dropping like 80% of the books that I'm reading. So I want to get caught up on everything before I start dropping. And then I'm going to go do some old school Ray. I think that'd be awesome. I could do without Lobo. I never liked Lobo.
Ditto.
You know what? I would actually, you can take Lobo over to Marvel. I would even take Deadpool.
Really?
Yeah.
Wowzers.
Yeah. Although, you know what? If we had that Remender Deadpool, what was that? Uncanny X-Force? Is that what it was?
Yep.
Oh, yep, my yep, God. Yep. That shit was so good.
Yeah, that's the only time I enjoyed Lobo. That's the only time I enjoyed Deadpool.
I jizz in my pants every time I hear remend their X-Force.
Oh.
Sorry, I had to go wipe real quick.
Ooh.
I hope there's no kids listening to this.
Yeah, no doubt. Put that explicit tag on it.
Oh yeah, I should do that. Yes.
A music question.
Uh-oh.
And it won't be about Black Sheep tonight, but it will be a very easy this or that. Because I'm not making it easy, but it's a very simple one. Wu-Tang Clan.
Ain't nothing to fuck with.
Or Public Enemy.
Oh no, Wu-Tang forever, bro.
Okay.
That is an easy one.
Thought it would be.
Every album that they've ever come out with, I listened to it like nonstop for at least a week.
Well, I would hope longer.
That's why I said at least a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At Bobby Digital, you listen to a little bit.
Oh, dude, Bobby Digital is my shit.
It's my shit.
Mm. Oof, let me tell you, it doesn't get better than either RZA or GZA.
I'm all RZA all day.
I'm sure you are.
Yep.
I like the GZA GZA.
I know.
Anyway. Either one. I can go either one. Anytime.
Okay. Now, this one might be tough. This one might be a gun to head tough.
Uh-oh.
But you might need your crayons and paper.
Is this a Batman question?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I'll pre-warn you. There are no Batman questions in here.
Great.
Yep.
Can I turn them all into Batman questions?
On purpose, I did it that way.
Okay, good.
Okay, are you ready with your crayons?
Yes.
And, okay, here we go. And this is a 24/7 question, and I'm going to put a time frame of 3 months.
Hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. You have a catcher's mitt size mound of pubic hair that conceals your junk. So it is so large that it looks like you have no pee-pee.
Oh, my.
It's a catcher mitt size.
Wow.
So just imagine, like, let's go back a little bit. You're single Martin, and this is what's presented to you. A catcher's size mitt of pubes. Mound that engulfs your pee-pee. You still have it, but let's not forget you're trying to, you know, be with the young ladies. So this is what you're presenting.
I hope this show's got an explicit tag on iTunes.
Put an E on this one, and an E is not for everyone. Or you want to hear your other choice, or are you just going to go with the catchers?
Oh man, that's a good one. Continue.
Okay, I was hoping it was going to be good
this
for you.
Or that. This or yes. That.
Oh, hold on. I got you. Can't throw that out. I'm black sheep in my life. Oh, it's the best. Now I just wanted to listen to it constantly. Okay. Refresher. A catcher's mitt size mound of pubic hair that engulfs your penis. You cannot see it whatsoever. All you see is this big afro of pubic hair.
Mm. Wow.
Or a pubic mound, your pubic mound, is the normal amount, but it's 2-foot-long pubes.
Holy shit!
But you have to braid them every day.
What the fuck kind of questions are these?
What did you say?
Listen, I know this... this or that. I know this show is a roller coaster, Nick.
Dude, I'm taking you on one. Do you think I need open bar to bring up this
look,
stuff?
Look, sometimes...
Episode
oh, 100. Look, let me just say this about open bar. I love open bar. Look,
let me take this off of Front Street. I don't need episode 100 to bring up unicorn questions or someone's knuckles. I'm bringing it up now. This or that.
All right, let me say something about open bar. Okay, I love open bar.
Ditto.
I love that Dewan and Ronnie started Open Bar. I love joining Open Bar for conversation. I love listening to Open Bar when I'm at work or do whatever the fuck I'm doing.
Preach.
However, I will say this. Back in the day, Nick, I know you remember, because we've now done like 115 episodes of whatever the fuck this is.
I have no idea what it is.
But back in the day, there used to be a group of us. It was myself, it was yourself, uh-huh. It was Paul's uh-huh. self, it yeah, was sure. Rob's self, yeah, it was Julian's self.
Oh, Dreamboat.
Dreamboat. It was a dreamboat. Uh-huh. And, you know, and the thing was, like, we tried to stay on topic, and I think it was fine.
Yeah.
But let me say this, Nick. I think when everybody just got too busy for us, and listen, guys, I know you're listening. I know I don't mean that, but it's good for the podcast. So just go with it. When everybody got too busy for us, and it uh-huh. just became you and I,
yeah.
we tried to stay on that same thing, right? Like we try to stay on some kind of topic, and then yeah. like after the outro would go away, we were still recording, and like we'd get raunchy. And so that yeah. became it became the After Dark episodes, right?
Which are great.
But then after a while, like that kind of went away because really this podcast just kind of became the After Dark podcast. You know what I mean? Like we talk about pubes on this podcast. Yeah. How many podcasts do you listen to that talk about pubes? Probably right. not very many. To be honest, probably only this one.
Who's braiding their pubic hair?
I think just me on this podcast, to be honest with you.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, so if you, listen, here, Legionnaires, if you find another podcast that is willing to braid their pubic hair for you, you let us know. But I guarantee you won't find one. I bet you those Geek Brunch guys won't braid their pubic hair for you.
I don't think so.
I can guarantee that. I bet those tailored network of podcast guys won't braid their pubic hair for you. The open bar guys might, because they're always drunk.
That's true. It's very true.
But outside of that, we're the only ones. So if you... Continue. This or that. Continue.
No. We're not... We're still offshooting.
Oh, no. Listen, listen, this is your show. Continue.
Regarding open bar.
Yes.
I even brought this up to the boys. At this point, open bar sounds like you're actually at a bar.
I know, it's so awesome.
And there's like 45 people talking, and some people understand where the mute button is and let other people shine and whatnot, and other people are so freaking drunk that it's a train wreck beyond belief. So, and there is something that's very attractive to that, and then there's times where I'm listening and I'm just like, I just don't want them, like, it is a typical bar. Like, you want them to, like, engage in that conversation a little bit more, and then they're off on another topic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I try to, like, I'm always the person that brings games and themes to a lot of these podcasts that we do. Because I know you don't want that. But I try to form some skeleton that we can go by.
Just to
keep the track, you know, the wheels of the fiery roller coaster, you know, keep the wheels on the track a little bit. But I know you just want to fly by the seat of your pants. That's why I tried to surprise you with this game, because I knew you wouldn't remember that I was like, I want to do a game someday.
Oh, I remember you wanted to do a game. But see, I love the games, though, because I think by now we've tried several different games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by now you understand the kind of games that I like playing.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the more open-ended ones, where we can just talk about pubic hair braiding for 10 minutes.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
But I also know you, like, jumped to you. And that's why I wanted to bring the game show within a podcast surprise you with it.
I will say this. I am extremely surprised that anyone listens to Open Bar.
Agreed.
And for some reason, episode 7 of Open Bar,
yeah,
is sitting at like 43,000 downloads.
That's so good.
And I don't even know why. Like, so that's all right.
Is that the episode where you passed out and Ronnie passed out and you
yes.
kept recording?
Yes.
Till 6 in the morning?
Yes. Yes. Well, I recorded till like 10 in the morning when I woke up.
It's so good.
And so I ended up having to cut out the 4 hours of silence and I sent it to Sparky to edit. All right, so
You know what made that episode perfect?
Mm.
Because you guys passed out, or people showed up really late.
Mm-hmm.
So when all of a sudden it got down to like 3 or 4 people,
yeah,
there was a lot more form to it. Mm. Even though people got off topic, it didn't really matter. I'm not. Trust me, I am. Everything I'm saying, I don't want Open Bar to change one bit.
Like, oh no, not at all.
I want 40 people on at the same time. I think that's awesome. But I love that Ronnie's like, send any questions, and then like no questions were even.
Why would anyone send questions? No, there's no questions for Open Bar, Ronnie.
Hey, my question was good.
That defeats the purpose of Open Bar.
My question was good. Because that is what you would ask.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's what you would ask Open Bar.
Yeah.
Like you
would ask about, like, what was your worst roommate story? Like, people want to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're always talking about sex or, like, weird stories.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, I wasn't going to say anything around the first topic because when people get drunk, people might start talking.
Yep.
And I didn't want those stories out.
Yep.
So.
Yep. I'm just amazed. It was actually number 2 most downloaded episode for the whole network in August.
That's great.
Number 1 was this very podcast.
Oh my God, no.
Let's see. Well, it was actually the episode that you missed, Nick.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good.
It was myself and the Baron.
Yeah.
And Dennis.
Yeah.
Miller World Goes Netflix.
That was a great episode.
51,000 downloads.
See, I need to be off these podcasts more. You guys are really nailing it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
Mm. But Nick, look, this is our playtime. If people don't like a playtime, they can go fuck themselves. You know what I mean?
You know, hey, you got to get some tickle and play it.
Now that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, let me repeat the question because I'm not revising this. I need an answer. You have a catcher's mitt size.
Oh God, we're still on this question.
that conceals your junk.
Uh-huh.
To the ladies.
Yep.
So the whole point is, you can walk around with a catcher's size mound of pubes, not seeing your penis. But also, let's take into effect how that's going to look to the opposite sex, and or when you have to go pee pee, how gross that could be. Or you have 2 foot long pubic hair that you have to braid every day.
Shit.
It has to be braided every day, so it's easier when you have to go pee pee, but Which one are you presenting to the opposite sex? What's Martin thinking? Where's that thought?
Look, Nick, here's the thing.
Yes.
The first option, the fro full of pubic hair.
That's nasty.
I mean, that's going to depend. You know what I mean? Like, how big is your junk? You know what I'm saying? Like,
doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter. So regardless of the size of your junk, the afro covers it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm giving you...
I'm going to go with that one then.
I'm giving you a realistic, like, PP thing. Like,
yeah.
A catcher size mitt. But guess what? If you have, like, a 2 foot donger, that catcher size mitt is going to be ginormous.
Sure. I'm not saying
erect.
Oh, sure.
It might peek through the catcher bit.
Sure.
But I'm saying when you first, like, you're present, and even, like, not even, like, the first time you're with a girlie, but, like, you're in the gym, you're in the locker room, someone's seeing that catcher size bit, or someone's seeing 2-foot-long pubic hair that's braided. Like, who is this dude that braids his own pubic hair?
That's gross. That's gross.
But both are good visuals.
Well, and not just that.
Throw those into your head. Let them swim around.
Well, the thing is,
you thought we were going to be talking about Rosario Dawson's knuckles again?
No!
Engineers, we swerve. We expect us to poke.
Talk about pubic hair.
So you're going catcher's mitt.
Yeah, we'll go with the catcher's mitt.
Okay. Because you could do a sweet part on that, too.
Well, and the thing is, like, you can still wash your junk that way. You know what I mean? Like, if you braid it, like, it's harder to wash a braid.
Yeah, but it would be easier to get, like, the pee-pee drops.
Sure. That's fine. But let me tell you, the ladies don't want a stinky junk.
No, but it'd be easier to talk away the braid.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if ladies want to see a catcher-sized mitt and, like... God, he doesn't even have a pee-pee. He just has.
Yeah, but do they want to see a braided junk area? You know what I mean?
Oh no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You think it was going to be an easy question?
I think we're sticking with the first one.
Is the scary thing your answers, or these are the questions that's coming out of Nick's mind? I'm not sure.
The scary thing is that people listen to this podcast. That's the scary thing.
Yes. Nelson, turn off this podcast. Please. Nelson, turn off this podcast. Don't want your dad listening. Okay, next question. Let's lighten it up a little bit.
So Daryl just sent me a message on Twitter at the wrong time.
Oh my gosh. I just saw your response.
Did you see it? So they want to record open bar, and I said, I'm still with Nick. I'll chime in when I'm free. And he says, what are y'all talking about on the comfy couch tonight? And I said, braiding pubic hair. This or that.
Yeah. Go on now. Oh, it's so good. Okay, I'm almost done, by the way.
Sure, continue. Yeah.
5 more questions.
Look, it's your show.
Okay. Then we're going to run late. Who cares? A peek inside the curtain. It's Sunday night. We're off for Labor Day, and Martin is off for the entire week.
Yes.
And his birthday is tomorrow.
It is.
This podcast will be out much further than his birthday.
Yes.
Because you have to give this podcast to Sparkman.
No, I know.
Yes, you do.
Not this one.
Yes, I already told him it's coming.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be putting in some music.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes, he knows it's coming, and he goes, I can't get to it all too quick. And I said, well, this entire episode will be evergreen, so whenever you get around to it.
Great.
Just to let you know.
Oh, sure, whatever. Easier for me.
Every once in a while, I want somebody to, you know, do. But nothing will be edited out, so whatever you say is staying in.
Yeah, I'm used to that.
Okay, good. Okay, lighten it up a little bit. If you had to pick one activity, and by one, you could never do the other, which one would it be? Reading or watching?
Reading.
Ooh, that was so quick, too! But you love movies and TV.
I do love movies and TV, but... Like, right now is the bad time to ask me that, because, like, this week, my mode is reading. I just want to catch up on all my comics so I can move on to something else.
You answered it so quickly, but at least let me throw this caveat into the question.
Mm-hmm.
By picking one, you cannot do the other. So reading is very solitary.
Yep.
Watching is something you do with your family. So you wouldn't be able to do that.
I'd still be do the reading.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Yep.
Okay. You might need your crayons for this one.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Would you choose to get a piercing every month for a year? You can choose where it is on your body. But okay. You have to get one a month for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the year, you have 12.
Okay.
Or would you shave your entire body every 6 months... for 5 years.
All right, if you had asked me this question 10 years ago, I probably would have gone with the piercings.
This is not the 20-year-old Martin. This is the current
one. Yeah, if you ask me now, I would probably just shave my whole body every 6 months or 5 years.
So you would look like a crazy person every 6 months for at least a month while that hair is growing out. All
right, so the thing is, my hair grows pretty fast. So I think, like, it would be like the pube afro way before it was time to shave my entire body again. My hair grows back quickly.
Even your eyebrows.
I've never shaved my eyebrows, so I don't know, but I would assume so.
Okay. But you'd also have the itchiness of it back.
Oh, God, the itchiness is the worst.
It is the worst.
So I lost a bet in high school.
This is what this and that. Listen, Legionnaires, listen up. We are always looking for tangents on this show. Go ahead. In high school, you lost a bet. I love the.
I lost a bet in high school and had to shave my entire body except like neck up. It was neck down. Because you know it was high school and we still wanted to get the ladies. So ladies don't want dudes that have no facial hair or head hair. Mm-hmm. At least not in high school. So it was the worst. Like, yes. At first it was fine, right? So you shave it, and you're like, oh, man, it's so fucking smooth. Like, I've never felt like this.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you just give it, you know, a day or two, and you're like, oh, the stubble's growing back. Oh. Yeah. Wait a second. Why is it itching? And it's
like
pretty
sandpaper and razor burn.
Exactly. And then it also, so let me tell you, it also depends on the type of underwear that you wear.
Because
if you wear like regular cotton whatevers, it doesn't matter, briefs, boxers, whatever, like you're probably okay. But there's some like now, back in the day, we didn't have these. Nowadays, there's like easy dry, whatever the fucks, you know, like workout underwear or whatever.
Yeah, you don't get the swamp ass.
Let me tell you, don't get those.
Ooh.
First of all, if you were to shave, and it was growing back, and you had that lycra stuff on your junk,
yeah,
whew, good luck. It might just rub your junk off. You might have no junk before your hair grows back.
Yeah, it grabs right a hold of every pubic.
It does. Also, let me say this. I bought some because I was like, oh, these are like workout underwear. Like, I won't get swamp ass. Let me tell you, they give me worse swamp ass.
What?
Yep.
Oh, my body doesn't work that way.
Well, your body's a wonderland.
Well, that's true. Thank you.
So there's that.
Very true.
Sorry, Bill Mulmer.
Well, he's the original.
Well, he is.
Okay, so you're head and shaving.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. This question goes out to the one and only Heather Ferretti.
Oh, boy. Good thing she doesn't listen.
Absolutely, but I think you can already guess what the slant is going to be, sir. You get to watch only one television series for a year, and you have to watch at least one episode a night. At least one episode a night.
Holy shit.
My Strange Addiction or Storage Wars?
Wow.
At the end of the year, you know how many episodes you at least watched?
Well, 365, right?
Ay, ay, ay.
Storage Wars or My Strange Addiction?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Fortunately, she's not watching either one right now. She's not a big fan of Storage Wars.
I just was trying to find some of the worst of.
No, I know. But she does like My Strange Addiction. She likes Intervention.
I almost had both of them going.
That would have been a tough one. I
don't find that tough at all. I think Intervention is actually a really good show.
Yeah, Intervention's interesting.
It's made me peel a tear many times.
Yeah, see, I'm not big into that stuff. I'm not.
It crushes me to see how it hurts a family. That's the thing.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Oh,
but like, it's a little too real. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, it's real.
My Strange Addiction even if it's real people with real addictions, it it almost feels like some made up shit. You know what I mean?
Agreed. That's why like, I picked that against Storage Wars. Like that doesn't happen. Storage Wars doesn't happen. Get out.
Right? Yeah. No. That I mean, well, it does happen, but not like that show. That show's fucking fake as shit.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. God, that's tough. Anyway, she's not watching that. She's watching Bloodline. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Yeah, she's watching a good show.
Oh, you've seen it.
I have seen a few episodes. I have to get back on.
I try to watch it with her. Because, like, you know, like, she and I have very different tastes.
Yep.
Like, completely different tastes. There's very few, like, I don't even know how we got married. Like, there's very few things that we, like together. You know, like, she hates comics, and I love comics, and, like, she hates sci-fi and fantasy, and loves, like, reality and drama shit, and I hate reality and drama shit. Like, I don't even know how we're married, Nick, for real. Like, seriously.
Can I tell you, I've had this conversation just last week with my wife.
Oh, did you?
And it was one of those, like, God, look how different we are conversations.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, but I love your, you know, I love your comics. You know, we would never have your, you know, spare bedroom be like a comic room if I didn't like them. And I'm like, so you loved them enough that you've only read one comic book title.
Mm.
And I'm like, you don't love comics. I'm like, you never even finished the title because it was Why the Last Man.
Well, and so the funny thing is, even though my wife says that she hates comics, and even though she's very happy that I'm going to be dropping a lot of these physical copies of comics. Oh, we should do a follow-up on that. Remind me.
Okay.
She wears all my comic book shirts. Like, I can't, nice. I can never wear a fucking, I never have shirts because she wears all my fucking shirts.
Nice.
She went out and bought some Batgirl pajamas. And I'm like, I thought you didn't even like comics. What's happening here? Like, right now, as a matter of fact, this happened yesterday. She was wearing one of my Bloodshot shirts. I think the one I got this past SC Comic Con. And I was like, what the fuck? Why are you wearing my Bloodshot shirt? She's like, I haven't done laundry and it's comfortable. And I said, listen, I gave blood for this shirt. I donated blood for this shirt. And I can't even wear it. You know what I mean, Nick? Look. So I donate blood every year. Twice a year.
Uh-huh.
I'm a blood donor. I'm an organ donor. And every time that SC Comic Con comes around, I go and I donate blood. I believe in the cause. I know some people don't like donated blood. And that's fine. You don't have to. But I do. And second of all, I get free shit. So every time I donate blood, I get movie tickets and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And at SC Comic Con, for the past 2 years, it's been a Bloodshot t-shirt. Not the same one. They're different shirts. I liked the one last year better than this year, but regardless. And it's fitting because it's Bloodshot and I'm giving blood.
Yeah.
And anyways, my wife is wearing stuff that I literally bled for. And she's never read it.
Yeah, I don't know where to go with that.
I know.
I would happily have my wife wearing comic book shirts, but of course, all I would want is that and like knee high socks, and it would be like, oh yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So there's that.
Martin Ferretti, we are down to the last two questions.
Ooh.
This one should be a softball. But the question is...
Batman.
You are only allowed one breakfast-type entree for a year. Would it be... And this is the first one, the first question of the night that has three choices, not two.
Ooh.
Because I couldn't limit it, to be honest with you. But your breakfast item choices are pancakes, French toast, or waffles.
Pancakes, French toast, or waffles. So
yes. Now you can have a variety of, you know, you want pigs in the blanket, you want strawberries on, you can mix and match. but you can only have one of those breakfast entrees.
So I have to say this, Nick. I'm very disappointed in this question.
Ooh.
I think every question so far has been fantastic. This one, I'm a little disappointed. Because, you know, like, I'm not like a health dude, right? Like, there's some things that I try to do healthy. But for the most part, I like to eat what I enjoy eating. And the thing about this question, Nick, is all the options are just fucking carb options. Like,
yes, because if I gave you an egg option,
I would pick that.
Of course, because you can change up an egg option in so many crazy ways.
Well, if you had bacon, that would win.
These three options are the only thing you can have, and the crazy thing with these, they can only get sweeter.
Mm.
That's the that's why it's like, oh my god, which one wins? Because in my head, it would be the one that you can't make too sweet. Like French toast, it's hard to make that savory.
Interesting.
And all of a sudden, that could just get like so sweet that by the next day, it'd be like Super Size Me. Like by the next day, you're like, oh my god, if I see another Big Mac, I'm going to vomit.
You know, actually, that's really interesting that you say that. So your options were pancakes.
But eggs, you could have a sweet omelet. You could have an eggs benedict. You could have the scrambled eggs if you just want something bland.
I will say this about my wife. My wife is not a very good cook. However, when it comes to brunch, she's mm-hmm. the best. Ooh. We had brunch today. She made hash browns, and she made me eggs. I like my eggs over easy.
Nice.
Because that way I can cut into the egg and the yolk runs down into the hash browns and it gives that nice coating.
Yep.
With a little sriracha sauce on top because I love sriracha. I had half a bagel with some cream cheese. It was delicious.
No, trust me. If I was going to add eggs into the mix, there would be no carbs. But I would choose...
No,
like
I gotcha.
Three egg variations. Because if I threw eggs in the mix, I would never get bored with an egg.
Oh, dude, I could egg. If it's got a yolk, I'll just like suck it out of a chicken. You know what I mean? Like I'm good. With that said, so your options were a waffle, a pancake, or a French toast. Correct.
Correct.
I immediately had an answer for you.
Ooh.
As soon as you brought up the options. And actually, it's kind of funny because you brought up this option and you told me, well, you told the people listening, that you mm-hmm. would hate this option. My option is a clear winner. I would choose the French toast.
Ooh.
Because, Nick, I know that we talk about food quite a bit. I have never talked about my French toast recipe. You might be scared of it being too sweet, but Nick, let me tell you, I've got this French toast recipe.
Okay.
And it is fucking fantastic. It is never too sweet.
I'm dying to hear this French toast recipe.
I'm not giving you the recipe on air.
I will say, French toast is probably where I would head. Mm. Just because you can do umpteen different kinds of bread. In the French toast. And you can make it as crispy as you want.
Sure.
And unlike a pancake, you can make it crispy, and because there's the custardy part of mm-hmm. French toast, mm-hmm. it will never get dry. Like, you overcook a waffle, that thing is just crispy.
Garbage.
It's so freaking dry.
Garbage, yeah.
And I can eat a French toast without syrup. Pancake waffle? Nope. I can put jelly on it, but...
Nope.
It is never as good as the French toast.
Nope. Yeah. Waffles are boring. Mm-hmm. They're fine with maple syrup, but other than that, like, bleh. And they're very easy to fuck up. Mm-hmm. Pancakes, I hate pancakes.
Oh, you're crazy.
I hate pancakes.
You are crazy.
All right. If I have, like, a homemade pancake, I will eat it.
Yes.
Anything
or like a multi-grain pancake? Come on.
Yeah, maybe.
Come on. For a wheat pancake, at least you can change it up. Like, you get a Belgian, like, you go Belgian waffle, or you go those, like...
Ooh, I do like Belgian waffles.
Yeah, but those are the only two variations you get.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why, like, waffles would be, those would be in the garbage instantly, if I could only eat those for a year.
Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah. Thank you.
And I don't like pancakes. However, I do like crepes, which are like pancakes.
They are, they
but
are.
But they're extremely thin, which means that you can make them into many more combinations.
True.
Because you can add,
you
like...
Can have
you
nice can, savory.
You can do savory, you can do sweet, you can do salty, you can do, yeah, like caramel, dulce de leche, you can put whipped cream in them, you can do like egg in them, you can do a whole lot of stuff with a crepe. And actually, hey, it's the same recipe as a pancake, just a lot thinner.
Ferretti?
Yes.
When you host This or That, you can give those options.
Oh, I've got a game for you for next episode.
Oh, I'll believe it when I hear it.
All right, that's fine.
Okay, the last question. And the most important question.
Batman.
And I really need you to pull out your crayons and your paper.
The answer is Batman.
And you know I've only said crayons and paper for two questions.
Mm-hmm.
So you sort of know where this is going.
I don't, but continue.
Exactly. But the crayon should give you a little asterisk of where this could be headed.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Ferretti.
Yes, that's me.
You become a Batman. YouTube superstar.
Yes.
You do this with an amazing array of talent and trickery. You become the leading expert on YouTube in regards, and here's your choices,
Batman,
of your sweet fidget spinner tricks.
Oh, fuck.
Or your sweet vape rig smoke tricks with those sweet pillowy clouds of cotton.
All right, so what you're saying is I become a super rich, super famous YouTube star. But my expertise is one of two super douchey subjects.
This is based around Valiant Comics Secret Weapons.
No, it's not.
Yes! All the heroes have special powers that are completely useless. You develop these awesome tricks that no one can duplicate. And no one can match. You pimp out that YouTube channel with so much advertisement, you are raking in the money. But you're doing that with some horrible talent regarding fidget spinners or vape rig smoke displays.
Oh, man.
So pretty much two useless talents that in a year... There goes your YouTube superstardom.
All right. So I'm going to preface my answer. Okay. I'm going to preface my answer. I know that you and I have had this this discussion before in both on air, on record, and off record.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that this podcast and the Nerd Legion Network could do to make money that we don't do because I feel like it would be beneath us. Okay? What those things are don't matter. But that's the way I feel. Yeah. With that said...
We won't be professional ticklers. Get that out of your head, Roddy Baron.
Well, here's the thing, Nick. Like, we joke about, like, the tickling each other thing and whatever. Well, I mean, like, we actually do that. But we joke about it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Ultimately, there are things that I will not do for this podcast. Well, for this network. And one of those things that has come up many a time is... allow a company to change my opinion on a subject simply because they believe in what we do. Let's just say that. And that includes, like, if somebody wanted to pay us, like, $5,000 an episode. But, you know, fuck that. Not even that.
Whoa.
Let's do this as an example.
Is this the whiskey talking?
Let's do this as an example. If Nest wanted to sponsor this podcast.
Fine product.
It's a fine product. I love Nest. Right now, they're on my shit list.
Oh, no. That's a sponsor.
Right now, Nest is on my shit list. Because they're having a special event. And you saw the ad, Nick. It said something to the effect of, get your popcorn. Come sit on the comfy couch. No, motherfucker. We're the comfy couch. So I would not accept that sponsorship. If WordPress were to come on here and say, Martin, Nick, we'll give you $1 million an episode.
Yes.
$1 million an episode.
Right. Yes.
If you say you love WordPress.
Yep.
And you will switch your website to WordPress. Yeah. And sponsor WordPress.
Done and done.
I would say no.
And then I would say, hey, but I will say that. And I will be Nerdy Legion with an I.
There's things that I'm not going to compromise for what I do.
We'll have to talk about this, won't we?
We can, but it's not going to change my mind. And that's always been the case, and that's why I always make fun of websites like Bleeding Cool, because everyone knows that Bleeding Cool gets paid under the table, even if nobody wants to admit it. You know what I'm saying? So, let's not talk about that. This is getting too serious. Let's go back to this or that.
I know. This is supposed to be a tickle fight. What the
heck? The thing is, like, regardless of who sponsors this show, whether it's patrons or actual companies sponsoring the show, it's never going to be some bullshit where whoever's sponsoring dictates what the show's about. The show's always going to be about whatever the fuck Nick and I want it to be about, and the network will always be about just having fun and enjoying yourself. So,
but if we had to change, and this is just me talking to you now, if we had to change around the format of the show because the sponsor wanted us to do a 10-minute chunk on whatever X, that would have to be a discussion between both of us.
Yes.
Yeah. I would hate it if you let out did something without being like, hey, what do you think about this?
No. And actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because tonight I sent out a message to everybody that does a podcast on the network. We're having a network meeting Tuesday night. I don't know if you saw the message or not.
No, never saw it.
Well, you're in the chat, so you should see it.
I never go back and read.
That's the thing. You don't go back and read it. But we're having a meeting of the minds Tuesday evening about some things in terms of sponsorships, etc.
Okay. Well, you know, I have my wife's colonoscopy and endoscopy.
I know.
Day. So she might be completely zonked out and asleep early.
No, I know.
We should be able to join.
We'll talk about it when we're done. It'll take like 5 seconds.
No worries.
But anyways.
No, I would like to be part of it.
Sure. Yeah, no, sure. So anyway, the point is that regardless of whatever we're offered, unless I'm outvoted by all the Legion hosts, ultimately I don't give a shit what anybody offers us. It's always going to be our opinions first, and fuck everybody else second.
Roger, Dodger.
Yeah. As much as I would love to make money off of this, it's not about making money, and I'm not going to compromise my values for a sponsor. That's pretty much what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I am firmly on the side of I don't want to take advantage of any listener, or I feel more beholden to a listener than wanting to take advantage of a listener just because somebody's willing to possibly sponsor us if we look at things differently.
Yep.
Yeah, I just, that's why, that, like going back to the amalgam, like I personally don't want to throw out, I love this, and somebody takes it as an endorsement, because I've done it on podcasts, listening to podcasts, where somebody recommends something and I run out and buy it, and it's like, it wasn't even close to what you're just how you're describing X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to I don't want to say this is great and then have somebody go out and buy it and waste their money on it.
Yep.
Like, I would feel so guilty that I'd be like, dude, I will happily send you that money. I'm so sorry. Like, that was done as a joke, or guess what? I love that, but it's a guilty pleasure, and I would never recommend that for somebody.
Yep.
Like, me recommending Starman, that's one thing. Me recommending Atlantis Attacks, it's a whole different animal in the pantheon of Nick's love.
Yeah, different ballgame.
Yeah. Martin?
Hey!
The last question.
Ooh.
Your YouTube superstar.
Uh-huh.
Where are you leaning? Sweet fidget spinner tricks? Or the awesome vape rig smoke tricks? Those puffy cotton clouds.
Oh, man. I think fidget spinners are over, so I'm going to go with the vape clouds.
Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha.
Like, if I have to sell out and make money, like, I'll just make as much money as I can.
On something completely useless.
Correct.
Yeah, especially with all these YouTube channels where it's like, dang, they're doing the Lord's work. Look at these people doing all this research, and they're so passionate. And you are over there making money with horrible spinners. Fidget spinner tricks or vape cloud smoke rings.
Yep.
But that's it.
That's it.
That's the end. That's it.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, though. I found a good YouTube channel today. Now I can't remember the name of it.
No.
I want to say it's called like DIY Shop something. But he makes DIY Shop Props. I think that's what it is.
Ooh, nice.
He makes movie props.
Yeah.
But like with just random shit you find in your garage and toolbox.
So he just MacGyvers it all together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And even like if he doesn't have something, he'll tell you like what it is and where to get it and how much it costs.
Oh, cool.
So I watched a couple today. I watched making a Terminator hand, making a Back to the Future hoverboard, and making an arc reactor, an Iron Man arc reactor.
Dang.
And they were all, like, every project was, like, less than $20.
Nice.
So I'm considering just going and finding, like, random shit from the dollar store and, like, making some things. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, does this mean Martino might be a cosplay down the road?
I don't know about that, but I want to experiment with making some props. I think it's cool.
That is cool. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, we'll see. Are we done? Does that mean we're done?
I think we're done. Let's close. Let's put a fork in this episode.
Before I put a fork in it, I want to say I watched Alien Covenant today.
Oh, and
I all right, so I don't read reviews. I don't read reviews.
Right.
But I have heard that this movie maybe wasn't the greatest.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the same.
I watched it. If you've seen Prometheus and you like all the Alien films, I will say that Alien Covenant is fucking awesome.
Nice.
If you haven't seen Prometheus, you might be a little confused. But I think it's still enjoyable. So Anyway, I liked it. I dug it, man. I had a good time. And Zoe and I watched Indiana Jones and the... Oh, which one did we watch?
Last Crusade?
Last Crusade.
Good.
Yep, Last Crusade.
Yeah.
And she really liked it.
Does this still hold up pretty well?
It's... Oh, God, it was so fucking good, dude.
Yeah.
It was so good. She dug it. Apparently, she's been watching some YouTube girl, whatever, some channel. And in one of her videos, she did like a scavenger hunt in her backyard and pretended to be Indiana Jones looking for the Holy Grail.
Oh, cool.
And so she was telling me about it, and I was like, oh, that's a movie. And she's like, really? And I was like, yeah, that's a movie. And then I told her what the movie was. She's like, oh. I was like, you want to see it? She's like, yeah, let me finish watching this and we'll watch it. So I had started watching Alien Covenant, and she's like, okay, my video's done. Let's watch Indiana Jones. And so it's the first time she's seen an Indiana Jones movie before.
Dang!
So that was exciting for me. And so we watched it. She dug it. And then I went back and finished Alien Covenant. So
now, does she want to watch the first one? Does
probably
she
not.
Watch any other? Okay.
Probably not. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I didn't. Well, did I tell her? Yeah, I told her there were four before I even started watching them. So. She knows there's more. We'll see. I don't like to push my kids to like doing stuff. You know what I mean? Like I let my kids do whatever they feel like they want to do.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
There's plenty of parents that are like, I'm going to teach the kid. I'm going to start them off with the SNES, and then I'm going to show them all the games through all the video game systems so they really appreciate the history. And it's like, how about just sharing a moment with your kid playing a video game?
Yeah, I won't do that. Matter of fact, one of the reasons I was late starting to record Nick, Zoe and I were playing Jenga.
Love me some Jenga. Actually, one of my questions, but I forgot to write it down. One of my questions was going to be board games or card games.
Oh man!
If you could only choose, because there are definitely great on both ends.
Yeah,
but
that,
would be
that's
hard
a tough
to choose.
One.
Like, I don't want to give up card games nor board games.
No, that's really really tough.
Yeah,
really tough. Anyways, that's it.
That's it.
We're done. Oh, we need an intro or outro.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. This has been the Nerdy Legion Podcast with Nick Wetmore and sometimes me. You can find us. You can find us on Twitter. I don't know about Nick, but I love the Twitter. Nick's at Nick Wetmore. I'm at Geekvine. The show is at Nerd Legion. You can find us hello@nerdlegion.com. Nick, you won't believe this, but after 2 years of this network, I'm finally getting show email addresses set up.
Nice.
Whew. There's going to be a Discord chat coming out. I'll talk about that maybe next episode. There is a Patreon coming out for the network. I'll talk about that next episode. That's it. We're done. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you don't braid your pubic hair.
Or you can. We're not.
I mean, if that's what you want, I'm not going to judge.
Yeah.
But we'll see you next week. Have a good night.
Choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, but this is where it's at. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, but this is kind of fat. Where's the black sheep? Here's the black sheep. Even if we wanted to, the flock cannot be weak. Watch me swing like this. Watch it, I swing it like that. Because in fact, for me, it might not attract. Therefore, I ignore, do as I feel aside. I live with me, I've got my back tonight, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not playing. Need to go with this and go with this with no delay and see. In actuality, wonder can it be? I made it look easy because it is to me. Anytime capacity was filled, tried to rock it. Anytime my honey gave us play, tried to knock it. Never was a fool, so we finished school. Never see us sweat and you'll never see us cool. Out to rock the globe while I still hit a rock. Don't punch girls and we don't punch a clock. Gotta go see you later by the cat. And you can't beat that with a bat. You can do with this. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Back on the